The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
Two, one. Hello, everybody, and welcome to ReviewParty.com. I'm Brent.
I am Matt.
This is a podcast. It's on the internet. It's comedy. It's about reviews. Google reviews. Amazon reviews.
Yelp reviews.
Reviews of bread. Reviews of roasts. whatever you can review on the internet, we're reading them, and then we're going, ha! What if this could be even funnier? Let us discuss.
Let us dissect.
Did you dissect any animals in school? You had to appear in science stuff.
Yeah. I mean, the actual stuff, that was middle school. We did a worm, and we did a starfish.
Oh, you did that? Have we talked about starfish before?
How disgusting they are?
Yeah, I think starfish is, like, I dissected a bird, a cat, a frog.
Frog, yes. I got in trouble for playing with the head at the end of the class.
And, you know, I've done it all. But the starfish actually legitimately made me very grossed out. I could not participate.
Pretty gross. Yeah.
Like actual just like sewage inside of them. That's what they're made of.
It's like a rock with strings of goo inside.
Yeah, a rock made of like its own rock zits. That, yeah, with like just string and goo, and it smells so bad.
Yeah, it's pretty stinky.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't do it. What I could do is this review from Amazon the Syncom hand massager cordless hand massager with heat and compression for arthritis and carpal tunnel, gifts for women.
Okay.
I didn't even remember reading that part because I want one of these.
You're not allowed. This is, you got to find a separate listing.
Damn. Never have I been told no as a cis man before. I don't know what to do. Maybe this review from Tracy S. will help me out. She titles it, "What an odd little device." The kneading, quote, bumps inside can be quite uncomfortable. Sometimes I have to make adjustments to how my hand fits in the device. At times, the most comfortable way to use it is to put my hand in upside down. At other times, the most comfortable way to use it is to put all my fingers and thumb inside the device. It gets uncomfortable. Pressing the button quickly shuts the device off. The compression and kneading cannot be used one without the other, and there's sometimes when just compression would be nice. The heat is just on the wrist pad, but has the end result of warming the entire hand. In summary, I have mixed feelings about this device. I'm keeping it and using it as therapy for my osteoarthritis in my hands. Aww. If you're looking for something that just soothes your hands, this device is probably not what you want. 4 stars.
So this is like a glove thing.
This is a little, yeah, this is like a... like a Star Wars plastic glove.
You shove your hand in there and it fills with air and compresses, and then there's little knobs. Okay.
Yeah, it looks kind of like a cross between one of those hoodies with a thumb hole in it.
Oh, yeah.
It's three things. It's the part of the hoodie where you can put your thumb through the hole. Okay. Star Wars plastic armor. And it's like a big computer mouse.
Oh.
That you put your hand in. It's got a little hole for your thumb to fling out. And then, yeah, I guess there's hot balls inside that need your goodies.
You know, it's like there's value to this. I don't want to knock it, but I'm sitting here... and it occurs to me that I have a tool that does very much the same thing.
Okay.
It's my other hand.
See, I'm massaging my other hand and wrist all day. There's not a point where my other hand isn't massaging my other hand.
That's why you have two. So one can do the other.
It's an endless cycle because my thumb will get sore. So I have to use my other thumb to knead my thumb. Oh. And then that thumb gets sore. And before I know it, I'm dead. I'm dead in the ground with two sore thumbs. Buried.
Yeah, who's dead? This guy, you would know, but he can't use his thumbs.
Oh, I see. That's a little thumb. A thumb joke.
It's the thumb joke.
What a thumb joke that was.
Thank you. I mean, this sounds like it's a good product. I've used a foot massager like this, where you shove your feet in like the little socks. And
oh right,
and it fills up and you get the compression, but then there's also little knobblies rubbing you in and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty dang sweet.
I'm gonna say that this thing's probably pretty sweet. I indulge in a foot bath. I have one of those little foot baths with the vibrations and the bubbles and the heat and the noise. I love that shit. The only thing nasty about that is you make feet soup. What you have in the end is... And you salt it a lot. You know, your feet are just like raviolis. Yep, you put that Epsom salt in. Need to be as salty as the sea to make your feet extra pasta-like.
Okay.
Then you boil your little feet.
Toss a sprig of rosemary in there.
Actually, I had some Epsom salt. I didn't like it. They have, like, scented ones. The mint one was, like, sage. Too much. It was too much. It sprinkled
eucalyptus.
It sizzled my little nose. And the lavender was also too much. I guess I only like plain feet soup.
But I was also thinking, couldn't you just put your hands in warm water? Give yourself a little hand bath?
A little hand bath. Hand bath plus rub?
Or... I oftentimes, if I get a headache or something, a good cup of tea, because then I can sniff the good scent, and then I can put that mug against my head and just sort of roll it. But you can do the same thing with the mug in your hands, warming them up.
Okay, how about this, if we're just trying to sort of DIY ourselves out of buying this, why not just heat up a rolling pin and just sort of roll out your hands.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay. Warm it up. Put it in some hot water for a while and just turns your hand into flat Play-Doh.
You get a little doughboy.
And then if you want your hand back from being flat, you just blow on the thumb.
Oh, I was going to shake it out and then it stops being two-dimensional, but...
I think either works. It depends on what sort of cartoon style you're going for. Do you have a review?
I do. This is an Amazon review for Bonide Repels All Animal Repellent Granules, 3 pounds Deer and Rabbit Repellent. I have a...
Even humans. It's all animals.
It says all animals, but I took a screen cap of the product itself. Where it says repels armadillos, beavers, birds, crows, as if those are different than birds. Chipmunks, deer, groundhogs, porcupines, rabbits, raccoons, rats, skunks, shrews, and squirrels.
I think the missing piece of that is sharks. I really, you know, you put sharks in that lineup too, it also repels sharks. That
people
seems like
gonna
a pretty
buy.
Good deal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you never know if I'm going to need to repel sharks.
I definitely don't want one around here. In my garden?
Not in my backyard.
In front of my salad?
Ugh. This is a review from Cat W. Cat titles their review, didn't quote, repel, .. quote, attracted, !
Oh.
Cat writes... I have been having a raccoon problem like never before. It'd be great if it just ended there. But it doesn't. There's plenty more. Have had a garden in the same place for 8 years. 4-foot fence around it. Raccoon has been climbing said fence and digging around such that I had to keep replanting the plants it took out, set aside, and dug the hole deeper. Got the repels all. spread it. Still digging. I wasn't going to write a review until what just happened 10 minutes ago, 0215 EDT. Cats were going a tad crazy in the front windows. There is the raccoon on the deck, not only not, quote, repelled, but has chewed the top of the bottle I had sitting there and eating what had spilled out. Unfortunately, I was unable to eradicate it by other means, even though I cornered it. It jumped 15 feet off the deck. So, I bring the bottle in and do a test with the kitties. They, too, wanted to get into the open bottle. So, in my particular case, raccoon and cats love repels all. Normally, I wouldn't care too much since the raccoon had not really been doing too much damage, but it is really hanging out on and around the chicken coop, very predator-proofed. Thus, I have declared war. I actually use a lot of bone-eyed garden products and am very pleased. In this case, I would really like my money back. 1 star.
Oh my god.
Right?
They've adapted. They're evolving faster than we can repel them.
They're just eating it like Pez.
They're eating it like so many Pez strewn about the garden.
I mean, chaos in animal form is kind of a raccoon.
Yeah, like if anything's going to love taking a bite of poison, it's a raccoon.
They're just so whimsical.
Yeah, not that dude was getting a hot buzz off of it. And I think there is a strong possibility that he's dealing with a super raccoon. He was getting hopped up off of that poison, and then he leapt 15 feet into the air, apparently.
Raccoons are, they don't care. If they're cornered, they're like, deuces, I'm jumping.
Yeah, that. First they adapted to get rid of the poison, then they adapted flying squirrel flaps to safely soar off the deck. This is just some sort of constantly evolving Darwin-esque animal sent to destroy the human race by eating their garbage.
The active ingredients, if you care to know, The active ingredients are putrescent whole egg solids.
Wow.
Cloves and garlic oil. All accounting for like 2% of the product.
If a raccoon were to make a soup, that sounds like exactly the ingredients they would want.
Everything else, there is clay, there is calcium citrate, diatomaceous earth, fish meal, fish oil, limestone.
Yeah, this is all good raccoon meal, stuff.
Magnesium silicate, magnesium sulfate, sodium benzoate, urea, vinegar, water, and wintergreen oil, just as a little appetizer, just to wash it all down with the mint.
You know, Matt, I was reading along here to a list of raccoons' favorite things, and it's exactly the same as the ingredient list. So what would you look at that?
They're ordering from the same menu.
Can you only buy raccoon repellent that attracts all other animals? That's how Noah got all the animals on the ark. First he got the raccoons. And he said, okay, we're good. Put them in the corner, put out the raccoon repellent. All the other animals were like, oh, no raccoons here? No, those little bastards.
I mean, if they're not here, I'll show up.
Yeah, I'll show up. I can go on this boat party.
Yeah, it's that party. I mean, if Stacy's going to be there, I'm not going to come. But if she's not there, then I'll totally show up. Show up. Right. Oh, God. There's Stacy under the awning, hiding from the sun.
in a robin mask.
Stacy, it's the middle of summer. What are you...
She's just eating a banana peel.
Has anyone checked Stacy for rabies?
Do you know what kind of animal is a rat? A raccoon is not a rodent. What is the species of a raccoon?
You're asking big questions.
I want to know. I'm looking up raccoon.
I'm just looking at pictures of raccoons.
Family, genus, kingdom, phylum.
It's a mammalia.
Carnivora. Okay, it looks like, yeah, I thought related to weasels, coyotes, wolves and that sort of family. If you go down more to the actual family, what are these little fucking things? Procyonidae, raccoons, ringtails, kikajous. So they're their own little thing. That's just like powerful.
Kunkajous.
Compost. You don't fuck with that family. That's all I'm saying. They eat poison and evolve rapidly. Should I read a little review here?
Yeah.
This is a review from Amazon for Hostess Chocolate Cupcakes, 16 count box. This review is written by Joseph J. Truncale. They are a top contributor in the boxing category.
Oh.
Top 100 reviewer and a Vine voice.
Holy cow.
They got a regular trophy case next to their name. Verified purchase, of course. You wouldn't put that past Joseph. They title it, "If you like chocolate cupcakes, you may want to check out the delicious Hostess brand."
Oh, Jeff.
"Since I am unable to get out to the grocery store as often as I used to, and shopping online has become my main supplier, one of the desserts and snacks I love is chocolate cupcakes. And while shopping on Amazon, I came across this item, Hostess Chocolate Cupcakes, 16 box of individually wrapped cupcakes, and purchased it. I was very pleased with the quick delivery service. They were fresh and delicious. If you, a chocolate cupcake lover like I am, and cannot get out to shop, you may want to check out this product on Amazon. Rating 5 stars. Joseph J. Truncale, author, martial art, and warrior haiku and senryu. 5 stars."
I don't think I'm going to insult Joseph now, because I was going to.
You're going to make fun of this guy until you saw the resume posted back of the review.
Those stats are going to take me down. But I have the safety of the internet.
Right. This guy, he'll never hear this. And if he does, oh my goodness, Matt. I just clicked on this guy's.
Yeah.
Not only is this man a top contributor for the boxing category, but also the drums category, the philosophy category, and the Star Wars category.
Whoa!
What a real Renaissance man. And I'm going to send the picture of him over to Matt. Matt can describe.
Okay, this picture yourself. Oh my god, no. I'm sorry, I just saw his location and he's like 15 miles from me.
This could be you in the future.
I was about to say, like, picture someone who you went to high school with and how their weird dad showed up that one time with their severe mustache and their gaze that says, "I'm not a cop, but I wish I were." We've got Joseph J. Truncale here, standing in his, what's the proper term for?
I believe that is a karate gi.
A gi. He's in his all white gi, but dude is tri wielding. I assume they are all katanas. I can't see the full.
They look katana'd out to me.
Two katanas and maybe a shorter.
Yeah, I think he's got the long tana, the medium tana, and the knife tana.
The one to parry with. He's like my guy Zorro here.
Yeah, I gotta see him. With one in each hand and one in the teeth.
Luffy. Mm.
You don't become a top contributor in 4 different categories on Amazon without cutting down a few rivals.
He has claimed their soul. He's like the Highlander.
You don't conquer Chocolate Cupcake Mountain.
I was wondering, what is this person? You can't get to the store too much anymore, so you're frail, you're old, you're, I don't know, maybe physically limited in some way. Doesn't seem like it. Why can you not get to the store anymore, Joseph? Is just, you can't be seen in public anymore? Did the store ban you from coming in with katanas?
One of the desserts and snacks I love is chocolate cupcakes. I love chocolate cupcakes too, but Hostess chocolate cupcakes are definitely a different thing.
That's not what I'm going for.
Than actual chocolate cupcakes. You know what I mean? Actual,
like, dessert. That's a snack. It's a snack cake.
It's a snack cake. That's the perfect definition. It's is a snack cake.
For a packed lunch.
That happens to be sort of, you know, not with a wink and a nod, shaped like a cupcake.
And my, he's like post, I assume probably his other reviews are like this too, but he's posting it as if people are reading this somewhere else entirely.
In hey, time friends, and space.
If you happen to be a chocolate cupcake fanatic like I am, get yourself on over to Amazon because they're selling these things hot, fresh, to your door. Like, we're on the page for these cupcakes. We know. We're reading the reviews.
And how they were fresh and delicious.
How do you?
I love a good Hostess treat. No, they are, by definition, not fresh. The whole allure of a Twinkie is it can survive a nuke.
Built to last.
Fresh bread cannot survive a nuclear blast.
No.
Even though Twinkies can. But man, if I don't want some chocolate Hostess cupcakes now.
Oh my man, if I don't want to log into my computer for work and figure out. I mean, Joseph lives in the county that I work in for a government office. I want to find out where this man lives, wait outside with a package of delicious chocolate cupcakes and say, if you want these, you're going to have to duel.
This man has reviewed over 5,000 things on Amazon.
And using the rule we used before, let's estimate $20 per product.
Sure. That's a lot of money to old Happy Joe.
That's a lot of cheddar.
Let's leave everyone before this break with Joseph J. Trunkale's About Me on Amazon.
Oh, no.
It reads, I'm a lifetime student of martial arts, earning black belts in Shotokan karate, judo, and jiu-jitsu. I have also studied the Filipino martial arts and many other weapon systems. I have numerous books/manuals published and more than 500 published articles, reviews, and poems. He is number 98 in the world.
Bro, right on the edge, though. Right on the edge.
Don't worry, he's still working. His last review was October 2nd, so I don't think he's about to slip out. I think he's just started his climb. You know what I mean? He's
stabbing the swords into the ground.
Into the side of the mountain. Who needs a carabiner when you have a Nippon steel at your side?
Speaking of mountains, is it time for a break?
Yeah. Definitely.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. ReviewParty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second half of the episode, and welcome to part two of Me, You, and Meme Reviews featuring the Ray Pose. What's the... I'll read the exact name.
Yoga Paint.
We know you all know the exact name. The Ray Pose Women's Yoga Running Capris Leggings Workout Pants Tummy Control High-Waisted Sports Gym Fitness with Pockets.
Mm-hmm.
A.K.A. the Ray Pose Yoga Pants / Leggings. A.K.A. the pants that were worn by our dear friend, Corey H. And the now famous review, famous to plenty more than the 21,162 people who found the review helpful. Corey wrote, "Order them now." "Can I just say that I will be reordering them in every color? Here is me rolling and sliding down a mountain because I was too scared to get up. My leggings did not rip, not even a little bit, and I got stuck on rocks and trees. 5 stars.
Though she was scared to get up, the yoga pants were not afraid for one moment.
No. And we all know Corey included those wonderful pictures of herself on the mountain. If you're asking yourself, what the heck is Me, You, and Meme Reviews? Well, check out last week's episode or any of the episodes that feature Me, You, and Meme Review segments. It's the segment where we take those products that achieve meme status through their meme reviews.
Meme status.
And we take a look the first week at the cultural impact. Sometimes, you know, like the Bake for Her pens, Ellen talked about them back when we cared about Ellen. or the Three Wolf Moon shirt. I mean, Dwight wore it on an episode of The Office. So there's that.
Oh, in the game Back for Blood, there is a Three Wolf Moon costume for one of the zombie fighting characters.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. I laughed when I saw it.
So last week we dug into some of the funny reviews, and there aren't actually that many iterating or emulating Corey's
review.
Yeah,
this one was unique in that the origin was one of the few very funny reviews. There's a couple spinoffs that hit it, but mostly it was just people saying that was funny.
Yeah, I think maybe it is that we're on the cutting edge of it still.
You're on the cutting edge. Yeah, it's relatively new. The meme review didn't go viral because it was a meme. It was just an actual funny anecdote about these pants. Yeah. There's no sprinkle of fiction upon or tongue-in-cheekness to it.
Right. But people are still leaving reviews for the Three Wolf Moon shirt and the Bic for Her pens and the gummy bears that make you poo.
And even the gallon of milk,
people are still reviewing, even though ordering groceries online is not something that is weird and novel anymore.
Literally did it last weekend.
But we opened up the can of worms last week and we saw, there's not too much funny. I neglected, however, to go to the Q&A section.
Oh.
Because there is a bit of winkiness happening there.
Winky winks.
Question, how well do these handle rolling down a mountainside? Someone says, are you rolling the pants down a mountainside or yourself in the pants? I have never rolled down a mountainside, so I couldn't say. Also, I wouldn't wear these. The sizes are way off. I don't know about that. Another question, will these tear if I get stuck on rocks and trees? They are good quality, but anything could tear under those circumstances. Finally, can you roll up a mountain in these? Do they defy gravity? And this question has the rare distinction that Raypos themselves responded, writing, "Dear friends, thank you so much for you like our workout sports yoga pants. Our pants are suitable for daily wear and most sports. Regarding the question of defy gravity, we have not tested it specifically. But some of our customers have no problem buying our pants for mountain climbing, cave exploration, etc. Some friends even rolled down from the mountain while climbing."
We know about it. It made us lots of money, and we didn't give any to the lady who actually made us the money.
Seriously, my goodness. And they made some money on me, because that's the way week two works in Me, You, and Meme Reviews. We've got the product to give it its honest share at a real review, even though, again, most of these are real reviews.
This is the first Me, You, and Meme review where I'm more excited for the Instagram post with the pictures and the blog post than I am for the actual segment.
Yeah. I haven't. I
can't wait to see that juicy ass in those yoga pants, my man.
It's like you're reading my mind. So, as mentioned, I'm wearing them right now. I wore them on a run today and a bit of a wild run through the woods to end it off.
It was a beautiful day today.
It was gorgeous.
Yep. I had the windows wide, airing out the old dungeon.
Now, I think it is tradition to read the fake one first.
Oh, I think we think
We think that's the tradition.
It's probably different every time, but I have a feeling this time that's what we do first. Okay, so this is the real one.
This is the fake.
This is the fake.
What do you want?
I don't even know. Let's do the fake first. That's what she said. You're smart. You're a smart guy.
Because usually, like, the real one has more spice because I'm not holding back.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You're not trying to be creative.
You've been getting a little aggressive lately.
All right. This is my fake meme review of the Repo's yoga pants. Speak to me, O muse, of the amusing story of the boy on the hill who, under the guise of a woman, tested the limits of land and leggings. Cast out and alone, sans wingman, sans Icarus, for great Daedalus, deadass said, steer clear of my son. The boy strode off, untethered, unyoked, but unyielding. I am that boy. This is my tail. These are my leggings. Through my Aegean tasks, they have remained stable, clutching the flanks with their wine-dark fleece. Just as pebbles stick to an octopus's suckers when it is dragged from its crevice, so these Repo's leggings stick to my crevices, clinging to regions nether and otherwise. Whether I am pushing a boulder repeatedly up a hill or just out hiking, their waistband stays put and does not roll down. I wish I could say the same for the boulder. 5 stars.
The Daedalus dead ass. Ryan, that was very MF Doom-esque of you.
Yeah, oh, I'm honored.
Yeah, that was good. As well as the through line of mythology through the whole thing.
Yeah, I love my mythos.
I love my pants.
I love my pants. Here is my real review. Sizes these days can baffle me. I'm of average height and average weight, yet here I am, sliding uninvited into a pair of women's medium yoga pants. And it is a great fit. For the most part, clothes are just clothes. And no matter if a shirt buttons on the left or the right, if it fits and you like it, wear the heck out of it. But the thing is, women wear their leggings a touch higher than most manly men. Meaning when I pulled these up to a reasonable height, they gave me a no ass. I don't mean to sound crass, but if I'm wearing something construction paper thin, I want it to highlight, not hide every contour of my body. I don't want saggy, sad drapery drooping around the fun zone. So, I had to do what any self-centered man would do. I hiked those suckers up, and bam, the booty popped.
Let's go.
It also felt a bit more snug betwixt the legs, but we sacrifice for vanity around here. Running and jumping through stretches and sit-ups, these things held tight and did what I expected, apart from not having a pocket. Do they have an anti-tree and rock enchantment? They aren't indestructible, as a few frayed threads can attest to, though my leg sustained a nice scratch while the leggings, surprisingly, did not lose any blood. The main thing I want to say is, I see you, Corey. A player always knows when they're being played. And I want you to know, I can be just as self-effacing and real in a review while also showing off my big caboose. You may have a head start on the helpful votes, but this boy ain't afraid to climb uphill.
Let's go.
5 stars.
That's what review party's been missing. Marketing Matt's ass. That's really, right. That's what we've been waiting for, people. We're going to do the review party calendar coming soon. firefighter costumes.
Ooh.
Matt dressed as a hot dog. Me dressed as a mustard bottle. All kinds of crazy stuff.
I want that one. There was that one guy who took, I think, did he do body painting? I want to know if he did. Or that big, the big guy. I want a man to paint on my body. And take a funny picture. That's how we get listens.
We should do one where I'm adult Jesus and your baby. I'm a sexy adult Jesus and your sexy baby Jesus.
Okay.
And then we'll do a yoga pants one too, for sure.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, so these are fine.
Seem like they're as good as any other yoga pant for yeah. the buck.
They're not see-through. They're a little longer than... maybe they're a little short, technically, on me. But around the waist, the midsection, just fine. Again, they should be worn a bit higher if you want that butt, but... I don't know. Feels like I'm wearing half tights from my track days.
Yeah. At least it helps the old thigh gap, you know, the lift and separate Ooh. Action Ooh. Down there from the oh, sounds
yeah.
of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Speaking of thigh gaps, I have a review from Yelp for Huckleberry's Breakfast and Lunch from in Reno, Nevada. This review, it's a bit of a doozy.
Oh.
To follow a doozy of a segment, but we do that. This review from Robert R. reads, "We decided to finally come in after watching this place intently for a few months. I'm chalking up our dismal DoorDash experience to a bad day." He had previously written a review about how the DoorDash he got was bad. It's not funny. I'm not going to read it. Just know it's there. "The service here is definitely worth 4 stars, from the greeter to our server. We felt well cared for from the beginning. They're definitely not as busy as they were at open, even with the burners coming through. This could just be a day after the holiday weekend, or the newness was worn off a bit. That said, they were not empty, but not bustling. The 3 stars come from the over-promising and under-delivering on the theme integration. As someone who has dined quite a bit in the South, the experience was a bit meh, aside from the decor. I had the chicken and waffle stack. It appeared to be special on the menu. So I'm not sure if this is a regular item. It met my expectations. It needed more spice, some hot sauce, or something. I find this ironically missing from a Cajun-inspired restaurant. The chicken itself was tender, fried well, and seasoned adequately, but not remarkably. It was served without eggs or any other sides. While the portion was reasonable, it certainly was not generous by any measure. Unfortunately, the dish and many other only hit one note, just a bit above what could be expected for a traditional diner fare. The addition of fresh fruit, potatoes, would have offered some relief. As for the rest, the coffee is middle of the road. I would expect something more southern-inspired and creative, i.e. chicory. As an aside, this restaurant is not gluten-friendly, which is a disappointment given the simplicity of even adding some GF toast to the menu. Overall, the value is not bad. The service is fantastic, and the restaurant is clean and well-run. The glaring issues is the mark on what could have been a truly unique breakfast experience in Reno. 3 stars.
Oh, my goodness. Now, we often, when people get a bit snippy or snarky in their reviews, and like, I'm not going to give it a 5-star. Usually we respect that they'll withhold 5-star for something special.
Sure.
but who is going into a restaurant needing things to be spiced remarkably?
That's true. I don't know if I've ever described anything I've ever had. I've had some fantastic food. Cooked by some fantastic people, has spiced remarkably.
This is miraculous. This etouffee, I'm delirious.
Remarkable.
Smoked paprika and regular paprika. Stunning.
And I like it a spice.
I like spice. I mean, I
like my chicken and waffle sandwiches spicy. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, if it's a southern thing, give me that.
But I don't know what's funnier. Imagining them taking a bite of some crispy chicken, chewing a few times before semi-full-lipped saying, "Remarkable." Or them, you know, over the top of their bifocals, staring close, getting out the diamond, the little diamond checking monocle telescope thing, and looking at the skin of the chicken, at the crackling spice, and saying, under their breath, remarkable.
Yeah, that's the one. Instead, we got ho-hum. We got Snape sitting at the table. Unremarkable. Serving portion ungenerous.
The seasoning, I find adequate.
I don't. If you go to a heavily themed restaurant and the food is good, count that as a win.
Yeah, from the pictures, it just looks like a nice place. Like, I feel like any more theming and it would be tacky. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just they don't need to push any more. It would be hokey. That's the word I'm looking for. It would be extra hokey if they added any more.
Speaking of adding, there was something else. I knew I was forgetting something. For him complaining about them not having any gluten-free options, but then offering up the suggestion of just putting gluten-free toast on the menu. Can you imagine being someone who had a gluten restriction going in and saying, all they have is gluten-free toast?
Oh, that's almost a kick in the face, isn't it?
Yeah. A kick in the face when the boot's covered in gluten.
But you want to talk about irony. This man had a chicken and waffle sandwich and is complaining about gluten.
A bit of gluten in that.
I think there's about a million gluten. I don't know. You know, I don't separate my glutens from my non-glutens. That's not something I'm terribly worried about. But I'm pretty sure. Let me show you. I'm sending Matt a picture of this decadent waffle and chicken stack.
Oh.
That this man is eating. And look at the looks like some aioli on there. It looks fantastic. Man. Maybe the portions are a little small, but it's
classified as a sandwich too. I think that's the thing. When you get just a sandwich, it's just a sandwich sometimes.
You know how you remedy at breakfast, wanting a side of breakfast restaurants? You say, hey, can I get a side of two eggs with this?
Yeah, give me two eggs over easy. give me, add the bacon on for $2.
The waitress isn't gonna look over her notes and say, oh, a side of eggs, unremarkable. How disappointing.
The chef is weeping.
My perfectly balanced,
I'm a generous guy.
I know I'm not spicing remarkably, but at least adequately back here. I know my coffee isn't chicory.
Oh, yeah. Gross.
I feel like if I go to an American diner and the coffee's not bad, something's off. The coffee's got to be kind of normal. If anything should be unremarkable, it's the coffee. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to sit there and be wowed at the coffee. The coffee's just something it would be like the water being, you know, something to write home about.
Wow. Remarkable.
Is this quadruple purified?
Reverse osmosis?
Man, there's fucking alligators in the decor here. I don't know what's not Cajun. old huckleberries.
It sounds like a rad place.
Also, he wanted more hot sauce? Motherfucker, I bet if you asked the waitress for some hot sauce, they would have brought you some Franks at least.
I believe they probably have a couple options for you.
Yeah. This place looks remarkable. I would love to try it someday.
I have actually a couple of reviews that were sent to me by Jen. fiance of Eric, son and king of comedy. And actually, well, no, when this episode airs, they still will be fiance and fiance. But maybe by the time they hear this, they'll be happily wed. And I just want to let you guys know the wedding was great.
Oh, that's wonderful.
The wedding was wonderful. I hope.
But these reviews you sent in.
These reviews, actually, Brent, might ring a bell, might call back to a certain card we read on a certain five-star review board game, because this is an Amazon review for the Eugenol White Toilet Brush and Holder / Bowl Plastic. It's a toilet brush and the holder.
Amazing.
Christine Campbell titles her review, Too Much Pain, and writes... Causes too much pain and agony. Don't know why it's so popular nowadays. I'm just going to use toilet paper. 2 stars.
Yeah, I do is remember that.
Is that the
awful.
Exact card?
I do think it was.
Well.
It's the same joke, the same awful. I don't even want to explain. Our audience is sharp enough to know.
I scrape myself with the scraper. However, you know how sometimes people try and leave comments? We have a review from Christopher, who titles his review, Great Solution with Lack of Toilet Paper, and writes, with the toilet paper crisis due to the virus, this has been super helpful. I agree with Christine. It is rough, but does get the job done. Would only recommend if you can't get toilet paper. 5 stars.
Oh, no.
Finally, we have a review from Amazon customer, who just titles their review, LOL. And writes, at Christine, it's for cleaning the toilet, not your bottom. Laugh, cry, laugh, cry, laugh, cry. 5 stars.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
They're just like, 8 people found that helpful. I don't
I find it alarming. Their first turn isn't to the bidet, isn't to alternative paper, such as paper towels or napkins. Isn't to even a washcloth, buying a pack of, I don't know, shop towels.
Oh, yes, yes.
Is something, you know, because I think, like, you know, there's cloth diapers. In a pinch, maybe I got to wipe my butt with a sock. No, they basically want to tongue scraper, but for their butt crack.
Yeah, I want to exfoliate some tender, tender areas.
No, I'm 2-ply only, baby.
Also, you would totally just destroy that brush so fast. Unless you're dunking it and dunking it.
Oh. Yeah, what do you do? Is you flush and then dunk and then flush? I don't want to know the logistics. So we're going to end the episode.
Thanks, Jen.
Thank you, Jen. This has been episode 121 of ReviewParty.com. Thanks for hanging out. I hope you had a blast. New episodes every Tuesday. That's right. Hashtag Tuesday Reviews Day. Every Tuesday morning, we got a hot new episode. And if you want to be featured, have a review that you found featured in the episode, just like Jen, wife of king of baby of comedy, then you can send in a review to reviewparty.com@gmail.com. So include a hyperlink or a screenshot of the review and include a name or moniker so we can throw you that sweet credit.
Who as a kid has not had some negative feelings that they did not understand?
Oh, wait, what? I'm sorry. Is it my turn? I was too busy looking at the cool content we have on Instagram and TikTok. That was some of it just then.
That hearing my own voice sort of jump scared me right there.
I'm sorry.
I was like, What is Matt caught is about to blackmail me with live?
No, just some of our primo content clipped from this very show itself that you can find on Instagram and TikTok at reviewparty.com, in addition to all other fun stuff that we post out there. You can also find fun stuff on Twitter at reviewpartypod. If you're like you really want to spend some time looking for fun stuff, go to reviewparty.com. There's the blog there. There's every episode, every listening platform, practically under the sun, even the obscure ones. Podknife? Yes, it's there.
There, we say every listening platform, but every time we say every listening platform, some platform is going to come out of the woodwork and be like, oh, what about us?
It's like the Hydra. Every time you think you've got them all, there's just three more sprout up. But there's a lot of fun. So the shop, buy your mom. We'll get some oven mitts or something. You can buy your mom. Moms wear shirts. Hopefully.
Oh, we're trying to get bucket hats. That's right. We're trying to get bucket hats
you can vomit into. just check it out. We recommend it. What do we also recommend?
Nosebleeds. They're a band. They did our theme song. They're very cool and nice and have good music. Go to Spotify, search Nosebleeds, one word, to find more of their music. I have a finisher, I suppose. I remember thinking maybe this one's not funny enough for a finisher, but upon being jump scared with it after I clicked the hyperlink just now, I confirm that it is. This is for the 1990 film Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles from Amazon. Kenton Lunger titles their review, "Great Film." They write, "Possibly the best movie of all time, 5 stars.
I don't think there's any argument. It is.
It is hard to argue with. I feel like any way you argue with that, you just sort of sound like a pompous ass. Oh, well, actually, To Kill a Mockingbird was a bit more intellectually stimulating.
Schindler's List. You know what? TMNT is frankly remarkable.